You are tuned to CICK News on 93.9 FM in Smithers. CICK News is your news source for regional and provincial news Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m. It's hosted by Dan Messick and myself, Pamela Hassan. Find and follow CICK News online at smithersradio.com and frequencynews.ca or wherever you get your podcasts. CICK News is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada and the Government of Canada.
Today on CICK News, there are many nations with territories throughout the Skeena and in some cases overlap. Sometimes these overlapping areas can lead to territorial disputes. Recently, the 9 allied Tsimshian tribes of Lhakwa Lambs installed educational signage along Highway 16 between Prince Rupert and Terrace at 6 historically significant sites. Shortly after they were erected, they were vandalized and in one case cut down altogether. Now the signs have been replaced and the RCMP are investigating. Corporal Madonna Saunders, Media Relations for the North District RCMP.
Well, back in April, the 26th actually, the RCMP in Prince Rupert did receive a report of mischief to property. Numerous signs that had been erected in various areas along Highway 16 have been vandalized. In fact, one has been taken outright. The cost to replace these signs is estimated to be well over $5,000. And certainly the RCMP have an ongoing investigation and are looking to the public to help provide some information that perhaps can forward this investigation and perhaps lead to finding out who is responsible for this damage.
Yeah. Do you know how many signs were damaged or taken?
Well, there was five signs, I believe, in total that have been damaged, and one was outright taken. Not sure as to why people have done this, who may have done this, and certainly looking to the public to help us.
If the public, folks in the public are hearing this and they do have information, how can they pass that along?
Well, certainly contact the Prince Rupert RCMP directly. Certainly can call Crime Stoppers if you wish, or any detachment of the RCMP will be happy to take information and pass it along to the appropriate detachment of jurisdiction.
And just the last thing for you, Madonna, you know, when something like this happens, you know, what could be the consequence in removing or damaging property like this?
Well, certainly mischief to property is a criminal code offense, and if convicted, would be subject to the consequences outlined in the code.
Today, we speak with Gary Reese, Mayor of Lhakwa Lambs, about the Skeena signage project and why the 9 allied tribes felt now was the time to reaffirm their territorial boundaries. Stay with us.